Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to gather with each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for giving me authority. Come on now, if you know that you have authority to trample over the enemy, can I get some hand claps, some praise in the chat? Like, I don't know where you're at, but give God a hand clap of praise for empowering us to speak with authority to our problems. And look at me getting all up in our message for today. But that is the truth, y'all. What I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you straight truth. I'm going to keep it always 100 with you all on this Career Prosperity Prayer Call. And the fact is, we have authority and we have to use it because God has given us the authority to trample over the enemy. All right. And so let's get into it. Well, first off, I hope everybody is doing good. How's everybody holding up? Is everybody doing well this morning? I pray so. I am doing well. And so this past weekend, So the song that we just finished hearing was All Authority. It was the live version that was at Woman Evolve. And so guess who was featured? Me. I was featured on it. My mom was featured on it. And everybody else that was at the Woman Evolve conference was featured on it. And so I'm just so excited to have the opportunity to be featured on it. But this is a plug, right? Shameless plug. Pastor Sarah, where's our royalty checks? Right? But no, seriously. But it was a good pleasure and a good time to be at Woman Evolve this year and every other year, right? But I just wanted to say that real quick before we jump into everything we're going to get into this morning. So real quick, we are still on the I Won't Keep Quiet series. We're still here. Again, I said this last week. I did not know we were still going to be here, but we are. And so this past weekend, I had the opportunity to go here. A couple of my friends speak the word of the Lord, right? And then at one particular event, the lady, she was talking about how we need to prophesy. We need to prophesy about the issues that we are facing, right, on a regular basis. And she said it like this. She said, you better see it before you see it. I'm going to say that again. She said, you better see it before you see it. So what does that mean, my friends? That means you need to increase your faith. You need to speak life to your problems. Like, hey, I know things are in chaos. I know things are not going right over here. However, I believe that my God is still in control. So I speak peace. So I speak peace. Come on now. I speak peace in the midst of chaos. In the midst of chaos. And that, my friends, is you simply prophesying over your problems. You speaking life over your problems. Even though peace, you don't feel it, but peace be it so. Peace be it so. And so that's just a simple example of how you can prophesy over your issues. But let's get into the I won't keep quiet part. So what do I have? Listen, when the Lord gave me this, because he still always speaks to me right before we get on this call. And I said, and he switched it up and added more. And I said, okay. So he said, I won't keep quiet. I'm a threat to the enemy. With God before me, who can be against me? I'm a sniper in the spirit. Enemy, you can miss me with the layoff, mess around and find out and watch my father go off. I'm gonna just let that mic drop, because again, the Lord mic drop on me with that, and I'm gonna just mic drop on it too. And so I'm gonna say it again. It says, I won't keep quiet. I'm a threat to the enemy. With God before me, who can be against me? I'm a sniper in the spirit. Enemy, you can miss me. Miss me with the layoff. Mess around and find out and watch my father go off. Woo! So listen, y'all, I'm going to break everything down that I just shared with you all. I'm going to break everything. I see y'all going off in the chat. Some bars. Yes, yes. So. Yes. Oh, y'all are so funny. Bars. Yes. Look, should I say it again? Okay. I won't keep quiet. I'm a threat to the enemy. With God before me, who can be against me? I'm a sniper in the spirit. Enemy, you can miss me. Miss me with the layoff. Mess around and find out and watch my father go off. And let's be clear. We're talking about our heavenly father going off on our behalf, because we've been tampered with and messed with by the enemy. Tampered with and messed with by the enemy. So I can't take it for granted that you know everything or every phrase that I just put in this particular stanza, but we're going to break it all the way down. So first and foremost, I want to talk about the phrase, you can miss me. Because I probably missed some people with that phrase, right? And so the phrase, you can miss me, says it's a dismissive, colloquial way of saying, do not bother me. I'm not interested. So to the enemy, we say, do not bother me. I'm not interested in your schemes. I'm not interested in your tricks, your plots, your plans. I'm not interested. So that's why we're saying, enemy, you can miss me. You can miss me, or in other words, do not bother me, right? Do not bother me, just because I'm not interested in what you have for me, or what you think you have, rather, for me. And so let's go back to the top where we talk about, I won't keep quiet. I'm a threat to the enemy. Ooh, can somebody say, I'm a threat? I'm a threat. I'm a threat. Can we just declare and decree that we are a threat to the enemy? Ooh, can we just declare and decree that, right? I'm a threat. I'm a threat. And so let me share with you some verses that scream you a threat to the enemy. Okay. So 1 John 4:4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 states, you are my God, little children, and you have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Woo! So we know who's in us, who is our Lord, right? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know who's in us. But do we know who's in the world? The enemy, right? Who's in the world is the enemy. Let's just be clear, right? And so if the verse says, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, oh, that's a threat. We automatically a threat to the enemy, because we're greater. We're greater. Our God within us is greater than our enemy, right? If we break that all the way down, right? It says the victory, or in my words, the victory is not based on, you know, your own strength, but on the greater power of God residing within you. Let's be clear. It's not us working in our own strength or as to why we have power over the enemy. It's God working through us. It's God working through us that we have power over the enemy. Okay, and so that's just one verse. And then, of course, we're going to go to our verse that we always talk about is Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions," aka the enemy, "and all over the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." Nothing will harm you. So if I know I have authority to do all the things, right, and nothing will harm me, again, that's a threat. It's screaming that you are a threat to the enemy. And so I came by this morning to just share with you and remind you that you're a threat over the enemy. So when you exercise your gift in the world, that's a threat to the enemy. Why? Because it's giving God glory. Giving God glory. Why? Because he's the one that gave you the gift. He's the one that gave you the gift, and he's the one that's greater. Woo! He's greater than the enemy. So it's automatically a threat when you use your gifts and you show them off, right? Because you're not, it's not you showing off. It's God showing off through you, okay? God showing off through you, all right? And so let's further talk about what we talked about in the stanza, right? It also says, "With God before me, who can be against me?" So that's straight scripture, right? Straight scripture. And that's Romans 8:31. And that states, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Right? If God be for us, who can be against us? Meaning like no trick, plot, plan, no nothing the enemy tries to throw in our face can be against us, because God is for us, right? God is for us. Another example of why we are threats to the enemy and why we may be facing so much turmoil, so much opposition, so many anxieties or whatever we may be going through in this world. You wonder why you're facing so much. Because the enemy know that you a threat. You a threat, my friends. You are a threat, okay? So never forget that. And so also, when I said, "Miss me with the layoffs," okay, we know what that means, right? But it says, "Mess around and find out and watch my father go off." Listen, this is a line that specifically talks about how God will protect us. Because anytime I'm talking about watch my father go off, trust and believe, that's him protecting me. That's him protecting us. That's him protecting our holy temples. Come on. And so I have to share with you all where it says this in the word. And so we're going to go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 91, verses 3 through 4. It says, "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." His faithfulness will be a shield. Okay? A shield. A shield. Meaning he is protecting us. He is shielding us from danger seen and unseen. He is shielding us from everything that could penetrate our bodies. He is shielding us from those things, right? And for that, we just say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing those things for me. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me and rescuing me from every trap." Ooh, from every trap. So when the Lord is rescuing us from every trap, he's going off on our behalf. He's going off. He's saying, "Don't mess with my child. No, no, and no." And so let's also go to Psalms 121, 7, verses 7 through 8, that states, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever." Ooh. Well, what a relief. Thank you, Lord. Because thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Or in other words, thank you, Lord, for going off on my behalf on the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me and shielding me from what all hurt, harm, and disease. Thank you, Lord, for being the ultimate protector. the ultimate protector of my life, right? Of our life. He is the ultimate protector. And so for that, we say thank you. And yes, that, my friends, that stanza is loaded with scripture, loaded with scripture. It may be loaded in bars, as y'all were saying in the chat, but trust and believe, everything that we are talking about up here is loaded with scripture. It stems from the word, the living word, the living word. Excuse me. Ooh, had to get some water, y'all. Yes. Look, they let me know I'm a threat. So he's trying to mess with my voice. No. So let's keep going. But yes, I wanted to really break that all the way down for you all and to share with you all, like, hey, when we're speaking up here, we're not just speaking bars, but we're speaking the word. It's just so that God has gifted me to eloquently speak in this manner, right? And to share with you all in this manner, in this unique manner. Again, every time I'm exercising my gift, that's giving who the glory? That's giving God the glory. So I want to encourage you again, every time you exercise your gifts, every time you part your lips to speak, every time you do anything within like your career journey, when you know you're gifted to do, anytime you do anything in your business, you know you're gifted to do and graced to do, that is the Lord. That is the Lord speaking through you. The Lord has graced you to do all those things, even in the midst of opposition, even in the midst of chaos. He has graced you to, for such a time as this, in particular, in your career journey, in your business, and in just life in general, you're chosen. You're chosen, whether you know it or not. You are chosen. And my favorite scripture to go back on, and I don't even have it in my notes, but since we're here, let me look it up. My favorite scripture, when it talks about, you know, you being chosen, is John 15, verse 16. Again, that's John 15, verse 16, which states, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Meaning, we didn't choose this life, right? But God chose us, right? He appointed us. And it says, but I chose you and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Let's just stay right there. Fruit that will last, not fruit that's temporary. Not fruit that, you know, that's going to last for like a week or two. Not the fruit that we get from the grocery stores that's going to last for like maybe a day or two or after we get it from the grocery store. But it says fruit that will last. Right? Fruit that will last. And only God can do that, right? Only God can do that, because in the natural, fruit don't last. But the fruit that God is going to give us is going to last. He's going to allow us to bear the fruit, fruit that will last. And so it says whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. How many of y'all believe that? Anything you ask in the Father's name, He will give you. So if you are in the midst of like a career opportunity and it may not be going the way that you thought it was going to go, my friends, let's go back to what we talked about earlier. Prophesy over that thing. Prophesy over that thing. Call it like it is, or call it like you see it before you see it. So for those that have experienced the layoffs, the job loss, the involuntary decrease in income to economic factors, if you've experienced underemployment and or anywhere you deem an unfavorable situation, you speak over it. Speak over that thing. Speak over that thing. So for example, you in the midst of a job loss or in a layoff, listen, you can speak, oh, I speak career acceleration. Oh, I speak promotion over my career journey. Oh, I speak those things that are not so yet as if they were. They're not so yet, but we speaking it as if it were. So that, my friends, were prophesied. And that is also displaying our faith, or putting our faith on display. Ooh, and I know we struggle with that, but let's not struggle with it. Let's choose today. Let's make the choice today to not struggle with putting our faith on display. Okay? All right, my friends. Whew, that's all I got for you all this morning. I know that was loaded, but I pray that, you know, you can always listen to the replay over and over again when it's released. So let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for stirring their gifts up. Stirring their gifts up so much and irritating their spirit so much that they have no choice but to use it. And so, like we discussed, Lord, let them be reminded that when they use their gifts, it's not just to bring their name glory, but it's to bring you glory in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the authority to trample over the enemy and to trample over the chaos that we may see in the world. So God, we thank you. We prophesy for things that we may not see right now, but we prophesy as if it were so, as if it were so. We call it into existence. We speak it into existence. We speak over the layoff. We say, oh yes, thank you, Lord, for this job offer. Thank you, Lord, for not just the job offer, but giving me the abilities to negotiate a higher salary in the midst of the job offer. God, we thank you for setting the atmosphere in our workplace that we may not even be in yet, but God, we know we're going to be there one day. So we speak peace in our workplace. We speak joy in our workplace. We speak clarity in our workplace. We speak. So God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for the favor over our career, our businesses, our lives in general. We thank you for favor over our finances, favor over our health, favor over our relationships that we have, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for all that you are doing, that you have done, and what you are going to do for us in the future. We thank you, Lord. And for that, we say amen, amen, and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. And don't forget to never keep quiet.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.